I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
It is second date update. Thanks for messaging us at 1029thewolf.com. PT and I are here to help try to reconnect you with somebody you've been on a first date with. You thought everything went great, but something happened after that first date where the other person is just not getting back to you for a second. So we're here to find out what's going on with Luke and Allison. What can you tell us about Allison, Luke?
She is so pretty, and she is just so... she has such a dynamic personality, you know, and I felt so lucky to match with her. But, you know, I felt that she was just way out of my league.
Well, she must have seen something in you, like, to begin with, right?
Sure.
To match and stuff, yeah. And go on a date. So, tell us about the date.
Well, so we ended up doing what's called an upside down dinner.
I have never...
Upside down dinner?
I have never heard of this. What is an upside down dinner?
Is that where you, like, reverse everything?
Yeah, so, like, we met for coffee, and then we had dessert, and then we were talking, you know, for a couple hours, so we just decided to grab dinner, so we did everything in reverse.
Okay, so, All right, first of all, that's living life the right way. I love dessert first, you know, because then after dessert, sometimes you're just not hungry enough to eat the rest, and you just want more dessert. But anyway, was that intentional, or what?
No, it was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment kind of thing. And, you know, we had a salad after, and it was just fun.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, spontaneous. We love unique dates and when things are a little, maybe even a little awry. So this is the most important question we ask, Luke, is how did you leave things with Allison?
I thought it was fine. I thought we left things great. You know, we talked about having, a regular dinner next time. And, you know, so when I started texting her to schedule it, she just never replied.
And so there was talk about it next time, though, so that's good.
Yeah, but nothing in the text that would have made her change her mind.
I can't think of anything. Okay. You know, we didn't talk about any hot button issues. Yeah. Or, you know, we just talked about casual stuff, hobbies, and we just joked around. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's do our job, Luke, and call Allison and see what we can come up with. If she answers, agrees to come on, hopefully get those answers, some resolution here, maybe get you to a second date. So you stay put. We're coming back 3 minutes away, second half, second date update here with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, welcome back. Second date update every hour here on the 40s now with Thunder and PT. We've been talking to Luke, who was telling us about Allison.
She is so pretty, and she is just so, like, such a, she has such a dynamic personality, you know, and I felt so lucky to match with her, but, you know, I felt that she was just way out of my league.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since the text exchange came to an abrupt end, and that was after their first date, which Luke thought went really well. So what's going on? Let's call Allison and try to find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Allison, please?
Yeah, it's me. And who are you?
Yeah, of course. Allison, it's not a sales call. Everything's fine. I got to tell you, though, up front here, we're on the radio because we're Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Allison.
good morning.
Hi. Yeah. And I know this comes as a little bit of a surprise and all that, and we appreciate you just taking a minute, if you have a minute this morning, to answer this question, because we've got somebody who's interested in you and who you actually know. Do you remember going to coffee and dinner, I think in that order, with Luke recently?
I do. He is so inconsiderate.
Uh-oh. Why do you say that?
Well, we had a great date. I mean, he sent me a text after telling me I'm so beautiful, and he felt lucky to get to take me out.
Okay, did we miss...
That sounds awesome.
All right, we miss something? Because that seems like a super really nice, gentlemanly gesture.
Yeah, but, you know, he sent it to me when I was having coffee with my ex to talk about getting back together, and my phone was just right on the table.
Okay, well, did Luke know that you were thinking about getting back with your ex?
No, I mean, it's not like it came up, but could Luke's timing be any worse? My ex saw the text, said I must be over him, and he stormed out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you were trying to get back with your ex, you know, that I understand that that's like unfortunate timing, but why would Luke be to blame in that situation?
How would he know that you were with your ex unless you told him exactly when and where you were going to be?
Well, he obviously wanted things to blow up in my face like that. I decided I was over Luke then and there.
Okay. Now, I guess our questions,
I don't understand the logic of that. Like, if you know, why would Luke be responsible? I feel like, frankly, we were calling to see if you wanted to go on a second date with Luke.
Yeah,
he wants to see you.
I guess, and that's why he was reaching out, and it just so happened you were having lunch or whatever coffee with your ex. And if you were thinking about getting back together, now your ex is gone, and you're mad at Luke for all that.
Yeah, I mean, no, I definitely don't want to go on a second date with him. Okay. He is so rude, and I'm not so sure about you either, to be honest. This conversation is over. I'm sorry.
All right. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Wow, I mean, whatever. Do you want to try to see if we can get Luke back on the line? I mean, is Luke still there?
Luke is on hold, so let's go back to Luke here and see if he heard all that. Hang on real quick. Hey, Luke, did you hear that?
Hey, yeah.
We obviously got a hold of Allison.
Yeah, do you think that was a little odd to blame me for? I was just complimenting her.
Very odd.
Like, I don't know. How was I supposed to know that she was still with her ex? It doesn't make any sense.
This didn't come up. Obviously, if she wanted to get back together with. And listen, Luke, it's nothing against you, but, you know, everyone gets to do what they want. But if Allison wanted to get back together with her ex, then it doesn't seem like she might have been interested in the first place. But I just can't put two and two together why she's blaming you, unless you knew that she was going to be sitting down with her ex at that exact time.
No, I had no clue.
Do you think, is it possible, and I guess we should have asked her, but do you think it's possible that she went out with you just to kind of like somehow set up some type of a jealousy with her ex or something like that? Like, she didn't mention anything about the other guy to you, right, Luke?
Now that you bring it up, I think that's maybe what it was.
Okay. So Luke, was there any communication then with Allison after the date?
Yeah, you know, I did call her once, okay. And she told me to text her later. She told me to text her, like, at a certain time. I guess I thought it was when she was leaving work or something. But,
So she wanted her ex then to see
something?
That's what it was.
She was probably setting up some kind of like a jealousy thing inside with her ex. You know what I'm saying? Which I feel bad about for that.
I'm surprised that she didn't just have you come right to the coffee shop. Like, come to the. So she actually did
that would make
respond,
more sense. Yeah.
And then she's now. Okay. I don't know what's happening here, but it seems like she's playing a game and she may have gone out with you just to try to get back at her ex for some weird, strange, quirky reason. But man, I think you dodged a bullet, Luke. And you sound like a nice guy.
100% dodge a bullet, buddy.
Yeah, that's messing with my head.
That is messed up. All right. Well, anyway, listen, hey, I don't know if this makes you feel any better, but we've definitely heard it all. And we wish you all the best. And we just want to thank you.
It will get better.
It will. It absolutely will. With somebody healthy.
Yeah.
And thanks, Luke, for being on.
Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.